welcome to Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug's not having a good day so far. He's a little bit under the weather. So I'm Ken Kessler, and I'll be handling things for him until he's feeling a little better, hopefully later on this morning. This hour, we're going to start off talking about the Olympics. What we usually do in this hour is we'll bring you some of the sound from a lot of what talk radio and talk television are talking about. And one of the top items this week, of course, is the Olympics. A couple things that have happened in the last day or so. First, the International Olympic Committee has reinstated India, marking the first time a ban has been lifted during the games. I hadn't even realized that India was banned, but apparently they violated the rules a couple years ago by electing an Olympic official for their country who had been in jail on corruption charges, and that violated the IOC rules, so they were banned until they changed things. They fought back against the Olympic Committee for a while, and then finally this past weekend they elected a new board that met the International Olympic Committee's approval, and they have been, the ban is now lifted, and India can compete in the rest of the games, and they'll be marching in the closing ceremonies too. As far as the coverage of the games goes, if you've been watching, you've noticed that Bob Costas has not been doing so well. He, On Friday, everybody was surprised to see he had, an eye infection. He quickly addressed it when he started off the coverage on Friday, and it's gotten worse and gotten to the other eye, and he's decided, at least temporarily, he's going to step down and let Matt Lauer from the Today Show take over. That's supposed to go on today, possibly tomorrow. I guess it depends on what kind of meds that Bob is able to get for that. Then there's the security issues over in Sochi. There hasn't been any problems yet. Hopefully we won't see any, but American athletes aren't taking any chances. If you've noticed in a lot of the behind-the-scenes stories, you don't see a whole lot of American flags. And they're trying to keep a low profile. The Olympic Committee has told most of the countries to not go overboard with shows of patriotism for their country, because it singles them out, and they don't want anybody to know. So that's the reason. If you've noticed, usually during the Olympics you see American flags everywhere, but that's the reason that you haven't seen them so far for these Winter Games. What's on tap today? The women's downhill skiing starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Men's Nordic combined individual Normal Hill cross country starts later this morning. The men's 1,000 meter speed skating long track is later this morning as well. Also coming up today, pairs figure skating, the freestyle portion, starts at 10:45 Eastern. Men's double luge starts at that same time, so NBC will probably be going back and forth, but you can probably catch some of it online too. And the women's half-pipe snowboarding starts at 12:30. Medal count, Norway has taken the lead with 11 total medals, 4 gold, 3 silver, and 4 bronze. Canada slips to number 2. They have 9 medals, 4 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze. Netherlands are in third place with 3 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze. And then the United States is in fourth with 7 medals, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 4 bronze. Russia's in fifth, by the way, with 1 gold, 3 silver, and 3 bronze. Rounding out the top 10, Germany, Austria, Sweden, France, and the Czech Republic. As I mentioned before, we have some sound from some different shows. Here's talk host Joel Riley, who's talking to correspondent Simon Owen, who is over in Sochi for the games, about the security concerns I was mentioning earlier for those that are attending games, and especially for the athletes in the Olympic Village.
Has it been fairly calm? Because leading up to the start of the Olympics, there was an awful lot of talk about security, potential for terrorism and all that. Is it much of a conversation about that over there?
No, not really. And I think that's what most people were expecting. This idea that always in the build-up to Olympics, you often get the odd hiccup and it gets talked about quite a lot. And then as soon as the sport starts, people just get involved in that. And that's what's happened. You get so much sport going on at Olympic Games these days that it's like jumping onto a train that suddenly starts moving very, very quickly and doesn't stop for about 2.5 weeks. And there isn't really time to be worrying about the extra stuff.
And how visible is Vladimir Putin? It seems like when you watch the TV coverage here that he pops in and out of a lot of events.
Yes, he's seen occasionally, and he's making a few diplomatic visits to various countries' delegations as well. He was at the figure skating on Sunday night when Russia won its first gold of the game, so he knows how to pick the right events. I mean, I remember at the London Olympics a couple of years ago, the members of the royal family were at various events. William and Kate in particular seemed to have a knack for picking the gold medal opportunities. Here, Vladimir Putin is the big figure. He's the most famous figure. He's also pretty much single-handedly responsible for these Olympics. And so we would expect to see him around quite a lot. And that is the case as far as getting his Russian tracksuit on occasions. And making the most of it.
Yeah, I know that the medal counts are important for a lot of people, but one of the stories that seems to be batted about here this morning is how warm it is in Sochi and what havoc that is wreaking on the competition.
Yeah, I mean, I've just stepped out of our office, which is at the Olympic Park, which is where the ice sports take place. And I'm standing here in a t-shirt, absolutely comfortable at the moment. It is very mild, and it has been. Which is not what you expect for winter. It's much nicer than my normal base in London. You would never think of hosting the Winter Olympics in London, I don't think. So they've picked an interesting spot here. It is mild. It is very, very pleasant. And the serious concern on this department is that up in the mountains where the snow sports are taking place, you know, the weather here is all well and good. They've got plenty of snow. But the last couple of days, it has started to get slightly warmer again. And that makes the snow a bit wet and possibly a bit more slippery and possibly a bit more dangerous. Certainly affects the conditions. Although, you know, maybe it's like any kind of pitch. It benefits some athletes, but not others. But certainly some concerns that it could make the slopes a bit more dangerous. And some athletes have said that they feel that these slopes are already on the brink of being too dangerous. But this is if you host the Winter Olympics in the subtropics, you are going to have a few weather concerns.
See, that's one of the things that it just seems crazy to me, that especially this week and for the rest of this week in the southeastern part of the U.S., the weather is going to be more brutal and much colder than it is in Russia for the Winter Games. That's crazy. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day. More on the Olympics coming up.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
Here's a conversation with talk hosts Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder as they're talking to pet expert Steve Dale about a story out of Sochi that most people aren't talking about, the wide-scale extermination of dogs.
You're in the middle of a controversy, noted pet expert Steve Dale. You are in a controversy. I'm surprised you even left your home because your life is in danger.
I hope not, but the lives of many dogs are in danger in Russia. A exterminating company, and that's what this is. Can you imagine?
No.
An exterminating company's job it is to go out and shoot or poison dogs, stray dogs. Now, since then, we've learned a lot. We've learned this exterminating. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The exterminating company really wants to kill these dogs. I mean, they've made that clear.
They don't want to. They just think this is their only option.
I don't know.
There are other options, but I guess... You don't think?
No, not according to... If you read the quotes, this guy called
Can we back up a second if people aren't familiar with what we're discussing? In Sochi, they have a problem with wild dogs roaming the streets.
Stray dogs, and they're not. That's the thing. So he said that these dogs are rabid and that they've attacked children. Well, there is not a single confirmed report that I can find of any of these dogs doing any of that. And incidentally, if they're rabid...
Yeah.
Really, our athletes should not be there. The press should not be there. Then they should be rounding up these dogs, but they are not rabid. They don't seem to have a rabies issue there,
just they're stray animals.
Yeah, they're strays in part. A lot of them are very, very friendly, and here's what happened, apparently.
Yeah.
They were told, a lot of the residents were told, that they had to move out. Because we have to build an Olympic Village. You're out of your home. You go somewhere. I don't know where they sent them. Well, sadly, for whatever reason, many people left dogs behind.
Yeah.
And cats as well.
All right.
I'm not hearing about the cats, but cats are left behind too. These animals are friendly animals, you know, because mm-hmm. they were once owned. They like people.
Yeah.
They still got handouts, apparently, from construction workers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they hung around. And for whatever reason, the officials didn't do anything about it until all the foreign press came.
Right.
Which was stupid, if nothing else, because now they've had all this bad PR, and deservedly so. Now, I don't know exactly what you do about the problem. Now, some billionaire came in, a Russian billionaire, and he said, we are going to build a shelter for these dogs.
Okay, good idea.
And they did, sort of a makeshift shelter, sort of overnight. One popped up. You know, but what will happen to these dogs after everyone leaves? I mean, will they be shot? Will they be poisoned? I suspect that's the case from what I hear.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day. I'm Ken Kessler. Good morning. Doug is not feeling so well this morning, and hopefully he'll be showing up a little bit later, but he's taking a little bit of time right now, so I'm covering things for him. We've been talking about the Olympics, and I just wanted to mention some comments we've gotten on Facebook. We asked what your favorite part of the Winter Games in Sochi is so far. Hans says, I've enjoyed just about everything I've seen. The opening ceremony was really good, though if I had to pick a favorite, that would probably be it. Brad says his favorite part will be when it's over. Dot says that the hockey is her least favorite, but she's watching every minute of everything that she can. Joan, Nancy, and Joanne also all say skating is their favorite part. David says snowboarding. John says hockey, whether it's the men or the women. Scott says the restroom door won't unlock event, won by an American bobsledder. If you haven't heard that story, you can check that out, by the way, at DougSteffen.com. Carl says downhill, it's exciting and fast. Jay says the bobsled events, and Joe says women's slopestyle snowboarding. Love to see what you think. You can weigh in on that at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or find us at Twitter. If you just look, do a search for Good Day Show, at Good Day Show, you'll find us there. We're going to shift gears now to the debt ceiling. The House voted yesterday on a clean bill to raise the debt limit, and as you can imagine, there's been a lot of conversation about that. Here's talk host Joe Pagliarulo talking to Congressman Lamar Smith, a Republican congressman from Texas, about the House vote yesterday.
Congress just approved giving the Treasury the ability to keep on spending and buying and going for, increasing the debt. No strings attached. How did you vote on that? How did that come down?
That vote was 30 minutes ago to raise the debt limit. It was a clean debt limit raise, which is to say there wasn't any cut in spending attached to it. I voted no. 24 Republicans, I think, voted yes. Most Democrats voted yes, as they oftentimes do, but we just cannot simply keep spending what we don't have and living beyond our means. So I voted no, not to raise the debt limit. I actually would like us to go the other direction. That's the reason why I sponsored a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. We need to balance our budget, not keep borrowing 25 cents on the dollar, which is what we're doing right now.
We saw deficits by George W. Bush in the $400 to $500 billion a year range. That was way too much. Under President Obama, it's $1 to $1.3 trillion a year. We've got about $6 or $7 trillion more debt just in the 5 years he's been in office.
Yeah.
Lamar, do you ever see a time, I'm 47, in my lifetime, that we can turn this around and go 180 degrees the other way and stop the overburdening of future generations? I feel as though, I'm starting to feel, Lamar, like Congress and the president want to bankrupt us, and I don't know why.
Yeah. I think that we can, honestly, it'll take a Republican Senate and a Republican president. This is a president who is happy to keep spending and leave the debt to somebody else, let somebody else put the bill. The Democrats in the Senate have produced one budget in the last 5 years. And we are simply not going to get to a balanced budget until we elect more conservatives. Now, they could be conservative Democrats, but those are far and few between. It's going to likely be Republicans who are going to have to do it. And you're right, the deficit went up under George Bush, but it went up three times as fast under President Obama. The deficit has gone up 50% just in the last 4 years under President Obama, and they don't seem to be slowing down whatsoever. I mean, I voted against the stimulus plan. That was $800 billion several years ago that the president proposed. By the way, if that stimulus plan hadn't gone into effect, we wouldn't be needing to raise the debt limit.
Twitter comment from Barry on this topic. The House voted to increase the debt ceiling with no strings. Translation, Obama gets his way. We're going to hear the other side of that from a Democrat congressman in just a minute. Oh, another comment. Tony says that he liked the stock rally yesterday, but doesn't like the spending spree. We'll get the other side of that in just a couple minutes. 21 past on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Stephan's good day. 33 past the hour. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Stephan is not feeling so well this morning, and hopefully he's going to get a little more rest, and hopefully he'll be back with us later on in the morning. In the meantime, we've been talking about the Olympics and the debt ceiling. The House voted yesterday to a clean debt limit increase, and it passed 221-201. And there has been a lot of back and forth about that. We heard from a Republican congressman just a few minutes ago, and now we're going to get the other side. This is Talk host Terry Miners talking to Congressman John Yarmuth, a Democrat from Kentucky, about the House voting on this clean bill.
I thought there was going to be more of a struggle. From what I read before, it looked like the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was saying that they were going to say, well, we'll give you this if you'll hold back on restoration of military pension benefits and things that have been cut. Anyway, what happened? How come the Republicans fell over?
Well, you know, the president has said from the beginning, and the Senate has basically said the same thing, that they wanted a what's called a clean debt ceiling increase. We went through this back in 2011, these crises where people don't want to, you threaten to shut the government down or default on our debt. So nobody wanted to do that. Republicans understood that they had seriously harmed themselves when during that shutdown-ish debate. So the question was, how do you get a majority of the House to vote for it? And we Democrats were ready to vote to raise the debt ceiling, which is basically just recognizing and honoring our debt, the debt that's already been accrued, not debt that's to come. And the Republicans wanted to basically put something else on it just to show that they didn't cave into the president. Although some Republicans, to their credit, had said, we're playing games here. Let's not play games. Let's just pass it. And ultimately, Speaker Boehner found that he couldn't get enough votes if he put anything else together with the debt ceiling increase, because he was going to have to rely on all of our Democratic votes to get it passed. So ultimately, he just put that across, clean debt ceiling bill. 28 Republicans joined, most of the Democrats, and we got it done. And that the restoring the veterans COLA, basically, was done in a separate piece of legislation. So we actually took care of that problem and got the debt ceiling raised. So that goes till March of 2015, so we don't have any other threat of defaulting on the debt and shaking up the financial markets.
36 past the hour. on Doug Steffen's Good Day. One other thing about the debt ceiling, the bill now goes over to the Senate today, but I don't know that I don't know they're going to vote on it yet today. But Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is already talking about the possibility of doing another filibuster to tie up or try to prevent the vote on this. And he's catching a lot of heat for this on social media because a lot of the comments are that they're raising the debt limit to pay for bills that to pay bills that they have already agreed to pay, and that this isn't about new spending, and he needs to go ahead and take care of this because that's what the Congress is supposed to do, is take care of the bills that they've already committed to. So we've asked on our Facebook page what you think about that. Should Ted Cruz filibuster this clean bill to raise the debt limit, or should he just go ahead and let it go to a vote since it's already passed through the House? So check that out at Facebook.com, Good Day Show. We'd love to hear what you think about that. Another item that is that there's a lot of back and forth from the right and left on is immigration. And here is a conversation that talk host Richard Dixon had with Senator Jeff Sessions, a Republican from Alabama. We'll get the Democrat view on this in just a few minutes, but first this one. Richard Dixon talking to Jeff Sessions about the problems that he has with President Obama's handling of immigration reform.
I know you've got at least something to say about the president's most recent executive order loosening immigration restrictions on people with some tangential terror ties. It used to be like, if you ever were within, you know, 6 degrees of a terrorist, we don't want anything to do with you. And he's now loosened that up to be like, eh, it's okay if you loaned money to a terrorist or something like that. We're okay with it. We don't have a problem with it. And I know your office is a little peeved about this.
Well, first of all, it's contrary to the law that Congress passed, the president, former president signed in the early 2000s after 9/11. And look, you know, I know how investigative agencies work. They don't have time to go and investigate all these cases. So if you've been traveling with or assisting or working with some terrorist, I mean, now we're going to have conduct a trial in Syria to determine whether or not you should be admitted to the United States. So the Congress was pretty clear in saying if you've got these connections, you should not be admitted. But if you make a good case, you can have, under the law, an individual hearing, and you can be admitted. And if the people in the State Department or CIA or the Army say that you're a good person, they could still be admitted. So, but this altered the fundamental law by executive order, which is another one of the overreaches that a lot of my constituents keep asking me about and are very concerned about. You know, he issued orders with regard to enforcing immigration law that basically block the officers from doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
The ICE Officers Association, amazingly, filed a lawsuit against Napolitano and their supervisor, John Morton, and said, you are requiring us to violate our oath to follow the law, and that this can't be upheld. The judge heard it for some time and was critical of the administration, but it was knocked out on a technicality. So at any rate, I just would say that we have this throughout the government. I think the American people are right to be concerned. I think Congress is going to have to be more assertive in defending its legitimate constitutional power.
40 minutes past the hour on the Good Day Show. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen taking the morning off as he's feeling a little under the weather, but we are talking about immigration and the back and forth in Congress, and you just got a viewpoint from a Republican senator. On the other side, here's the conversation talk host Elizabeth Hess and Dave Gentry had with Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, about the battles in Congress over an immigration reform bill.
Senator, one thing I wanted to ask you about that is actually dovetails into this issue is the immigration bill. Now, we've talked to my partner here talks to local farmers, and it's hard to get people from this country to do a lot of the labor. But yet some members of the Republican Party have just said we will close the borders and that is not negotiable. How do we move past this and get to an immigration bill that everybody could agree on?
Well, I thought we had. You know, in the Senate, I was in a group of senators, four Democrats, four Republicans. John McCain was part of it, Lindsey Graham. We had, you know, Marco Rubio, some pretty conservative Republicans. And we worked on it for months and wrote a bipartisan bill, passed it in the Senate. Strong border enforcement, which my friends on the Republican side said is the starting point, and on our side, making sure at the end of the day that we fix this broken immigration system for the 11 million who are here. We passed it with 68 votes in the Senate, sent it over to the House, and despite some of the statements, and I call it the Tea Party tease over this, the latest from the Speaker says we're just not going to do anything.
Well, there was a pretty abrupt U-turn, wasn't it?
It really was, because they had this retreat. They issued a statement of principles. It looked like they were moving forward, and then the Speaker said, you know, we just don't trust President Obama. Well, you know, Chuck Schumer from New York got on TV on Sunday and said, fine, say that this bill will not go into law until after Obama leaves the presidency. But for goodness sakes, do something. Don't just ignore this serious issue. You talked about migrant farm workers. The fact of the matter is you cannot entice most people who live in our state or nearby to get out there and pick those crops. It is tough, backbreaking work that these migrant workers will do, and a lot of folks just won't do who live in the United States.
They found that in a lot of states. They've said, you know, they passed regulations, and Alabama is one state that comes to mind. They said, oh, you've got to hire our local people, and they get out there and try it for about a day or two and say, forget that.
When I was a kid, they used to detassel corn. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever been through that. And they told me once, they said, hey, there's some openings. And I said, well, what is that all about? Well, you walk through the cornfields with the corn over your head, and you're reaching in and detasseling. And I'm thinking, that has got to be the worst job in the world.
It is. I lasted 2 days at the age of 15.
Well, it's usually in the mud, and it's usually a little hot.
Uh-huh.
Lessons learned. And so, you know, here's the reality. There are jobs in America that Americans won't do. Migrant workers will. If we don't get people to do them, the cost of fruits and vegetables at the store will go up. And farmers will give up when it comes to orchards and a lot of crops.
43 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. If you've got a comment about the immigration debate, we'd love to hear from you. Twitter.com at Good Day Show or Facebook.com/Good Day Show. John says, immigration reform is legalizing in the invasion of America. So let us know what you think. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Steffens is under the weather, and hopefully we'll be back later this morning. But Jennifer Horn has gotten up early, and she'll be joining me next on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800 877-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body, 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
Single this Valentine's Day? 1 in 10 Americans turn to online dating sites to find love. But finding your perfect match in a sea of profiles can be tricky. Dating and relationship expert Andrea Sirtash has foolproof tips for finding love online this Valentine's Day.
With more than 40 million Americans meeting online, there are many things you can do to increase your chances of making a love connection. Before you meet in person, confirm there's chemistry on Skype with a pre-date video call. For your date, find an activity you both want to try. Even if you're not a match, you'll still have fun. Once you do find your mate, keep the spark alive. Send a flirty Skype video message to build anticipation for your next rendezvous.
Whether single or attached, get connected from wherever you are on Valentine's Day and every day for as little as $10 with a Skype e-gift card. Visit shop.skype.com for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
47 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen under the weather, not feeling so well, but the lovely and talented Jennifer Horn has gotten up early and come on in to join us. Good morning.
Hey. Look at, I sound up and alert, don't I?
You sure do.
Everyone Dougie, I'm so sad to hear that he's sick. He's sick. He's been sick a lot lately. He's got something going on.
It's been that kind of winter.
I guess so.
Since you're here, I'd love to get a woman's perspective on this story, with Richard Petty saying that about Danica Patrick. Did you hear about this?
You know
Danica
what?
Danica Patrick, the NASCAR driver.
I did. Like, Richard Petty said something about the only way she could win a race is if no one else was driving against her.
Yes.
That's terrible, because she's done pretty well for herself, hasn't she? I mean, I'm not a huge racing person, but she's made a name for herself, at least.
Yeah, I think so. On this hour, we usually play a lot of what talk radio and talk television has been talking about. And here's a little piece from a talk host named Steve Simpson, who's talking to a sports analyst.
I love this TV show, by the way. I wonder if he knows Bart.
The Simpsons? But anyway, this is about what Richard Petty had to say about Danica Patrick.
Richard Petty came out yesterday and said, and was asked about Danica Patrick, and asked if Patrick would ever win in the Sprint Cup Series. His answer was, if everybody else stayed home. He then went on to say, if she'd have been a male, nobody would ever know she'd show up at a track. And then he said, this is a female deal that's driving her. There's nothing wrong with that, because that's good PR for me. More fans come out. And basically, he said, it puts more money in my pocket. So I'm good with it. But make no mistake, it's about her being an attractive male, or attractive female, rather. I'm paraphrasing. What did you make of that?
I don't know Richard Petty personally. I certainly don't know of his politics. But he's sounding very closely to that of a sexist. And if you go back to the history of Richard Petty, he's basically said, point blank, that women have no place in NASCAR.
Yeah, he has said that.
That's where he's coming from.
Yeah.
You know, that's where he's coming from. Now, Danica's results aren't great, but they're not terrible. She did win the pole at Daytona 500 last year. And he's right. She is good PR for the series. But man, whether she's a man or a woman, I believe that there is a place and that she's earned her place in NASCAR, even at the highest level. Have her results been the greatest? No. So it shouldn't be too surprising to anybody that Richard Petty says this. Now, the one quick thing is, Richard Petty is the king. Richard Petty is to NASCAR what A.J. Foyt and Mario Andretti are to open wheel. So when those guys speak, people listen. And I think Richard should probably be a little more careful about what he says.
So what do you think?
You know what? Now that I've heard that her record isn't that great, I would say, you know what? He'd probably say the same thing about a male driver. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Richard Petty probably would, actually. 50 past on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Ken Kessler, along with Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen not feeling so well this morning. Hopefully he will be back later on today. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Doing well. Better than Bob Costas's eye, that's for sure.
Yeah, did you see Matt Lauer is going to be filling in for him while he...
He has to, because
or something.
It was painful to watch, and I think it spread to both of his eyes. I mean, it looked like it was just one, and now it's, ugh. I mean, that's terrible to have something like that happen to you just at the right time when he needs to be on TV. I wonder if it's the Russian water. What do you think?
It's the Russian water, the Russian sheets and pillowcases.
Ugh.
Yeah, who knows? But it doesn't – the interesting thing is that it doesn't seem to have affected anybody else. I haven't heard of this problem with anybody else, so unless Putin targeted him.
Which, you know what, would not be surprising. Not out of the realm of possibility. You're talking about Vladimir Putin, for crying out loud. Of course this is a possibility.
We'll have to see what happens to Matt Lauer. Yesterday, we lost Shirley Temple,
mm-hmm.
Shirley Temple Black, a legend, at 85. And there were tons of comments on Twitter and Facebook. For me, I didn't grow up watching a lot of Shirley Temple movies. I don't know if that's a boy-girl kind of thing.
It's because you're a boy, Kenny.
Yeah, probably. I know that my wife, Lisa, talked about that she had watched so many of them, and there were a couple songs she used to like to dance to when she was doing chores. Was there anything in particular that you that you remember any particular movies or songs?
You know, it's funny because I don't feel like I grew up with Shirley Temple either. But what I do remember is that on Saturday afternoons on our local independent station in Los Angeles, they would do this like double feature kind of deal. And I remember that was my first experience with Shirley Temple and going, wow, she was so cute. I wanted to be like her because I was, you know, a little girl with these curls and she was just adorable. But they would do a double feature. They would do three Stooges episodes, and then they would usually do like a Shirley Temple, one of the Shirley Temple movies. And it was always like a fun thing, I remember. That was my first experience, I guess, with her. And then, of course, always hearing about her being the ambassador to Czechoslovakia, that was where my relatives were from. So I remember following her in the 80s, again, a young kid going, oh, she, you know, because you'd always hear about her associated with Czechoslovakia. And then, of course, the drink, Ken. Come on. The Shirley Temple made you feel like the coolest thing in the world when you were out with your parents at dinner and you got to order a Shirley Temple. I mean, please.
Oh, I can remember. I didn't do that when I was a kid, but I can remember when I married Lisa and suddenly had two kids, that was a big thing for them when we would go out to dinner anywhere, and we would get our adult iced teas or whatever we were having.
Your adult iced teas.
Yes. And the kids would ask for a Shirley Temple all the time.
It was a big deal when you went out, and it made you feel so important. And I remember it was a very big treat when you were allowed to order one of those. And sometimes my grandmother would make me one at home when she had like leftover cherries or maraschino cherries. She'd make me one at home, and I was like, oh, this is the life. It's like making a pina colada at home now. Like, you never do it. When you do, it's a treat.
I probably shouldn't ask if I don't already know the answer, but do you know how the drink got the name Shirley Temple?
No. Wasn't it after her?
It must have been after her, but I don't know what the connection was, or I feel like it must have been that because she was a child star and was hanging out at all these media kind of events, even though it was so many years ago, that they had to come up with something non-alcoholic.
Yeah, something she could drink. That's probably a really good suspicion. If not, let's make it the story. You want to?
Yeah, absolutely. On Twitter, Michaela says, finding out that Shirley Temple has passed away, lots of memories of watching her dance as a kid. And Mark says, another part of my childhood slips away. I know there's a lot of people feeling sadness, but she lived a really full life.
Yeah, I think it's because at least I didn't know that she was sick. And so I think, you know, when it comes as a surprise, even though when you're 85, she lived a great, long, full, wonderful life. But still, no one really knew that she was on her way out. And so I think that kind of took everybody by surprise. But gosh, you look at that little face of hers, and she's just, I mean, such a darling girl. And then to have the successful life that she did. And, you know, I saw something where she said her best accomplishment was the fact that she was a mother and a wife and a grandmother. And, you know, just what a lady. I mean, she really was the epitome of class, I think, throughout her entire life from start to finish.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a nice remembrance of Shirley Temple at DougStephan.com, so you can check that out if you like, and let us know what you think at Twitter or on Facebook. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.